John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Oh, hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Hi, Ed, what's up?
You know, I'm just chilling. What about you?
Oh, equally chilling.
Yeah, that's cool. It's the High Gain Podcast.
It is.
We talk about guitars.
Yes.
We talk about pedals and amps.
Yes.
Drums, organs, keyboards, that kind of stuff.
Lyres, flutes.
Yeah, yeah. We're in beautiful West Seattle.
It is beautiful here.
I walked up with Vicky and Pepper.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to, you know, bury the lead or anything, but I got us some beverages. Pepper's doing great. She had some oral surgery this week.
Oh.
So we kind of have been chilling on the walks.
Pepper the dog.
Pepper the dog.
Yes.
Pepper the pug.
Yes.
We've got to give her soft food and, you know, working slowly into those walks.
Does she have the cone of shame?
No. We were kind of worried, like, oh, she might scratch or whatever. And they're like, don't worry about it. She's doing great. It was Vicky's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday to Vicky.
Non-evergreen style.
On an indeterminate day, it was, is gonna be,
yes,
Vicky's birthday.
That's correct.
Happy birthday, Vicky.
This is our first time back in like close to a month or something, I think.
Something like that. We had some scrambling to do recently. Ed went on vacation and
yep.
I had a couple few personal things to deal with.
Yep.
But it was seamless.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Feels great to be back in the saddle.
Yes.
So you've got a guitar there?
I do.
Slab body, kind of Les Paul shaped, kind of Tele shaped.
This is called a Kenai Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Kenai is a river in Alaska.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Is it by Juno?
I don't know.
Is it by Anchorage?
Ditto.
How many cities can I name in Alaska? Two.
Palmer? I know that's one.
Oh, great. Beverages,
Ed.
Flawless. A month away, no problems.
Yeah.
No problems at all.
Yes.
I went to Bakery Nouveau.
Bakery Nouveau.
Bakery Nouveau and got us Bakery Nouveau soy lattes.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Thank you very much.
You know, Bakery Nouveau with the blank cup. Like, come on, guys. Put a little sticker on this thing. They are so good. another award-winning Seattle place. Gold medal croissants and such.
Yeah, as I understand it, they compete, and I guess some year, however long ago, they went to Paris to compete in some high-end bakery stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of scoffed, like, oh, check out the Americans over there.
Right.
And they won it.
Yeah, they're that good. Every day, there's just a line out the door at that place. Man, they got some delicious-looking desserts there. Emily, my niece, she works there.
Oh!
She didn't make these. She was fondling bread.
Bread fondler.
Yeah. Did you try yours?
I've been drinking it this whole time.
Oh, you have?
And I thank you.
Did you get a different beverage?
I did. Mm. My electrolytes are feeling a little stretched thin.
Oh, no.
I've got a Gatorade here.
What's up with your electrolytes?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I try to stay tuned in.
Get the body harmony all in sync. A few episodes back, I was talking about how your probiotic game is so strong.
Uh-huh.
And mine has felt a little weak. I've been worried about my gut health, so I got some Good Wolf.
Oh.
Good Wolf Probiotic Refresher. It's Marionberry. A sparkling drink. Non-alcoholic, no added sugar. Smooth and juicy.
Smooth and juicy. Yeah.
That's like me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they say that about me a lot.
Okay.
A lot of people talk about that. Tilt to mix, it says. Is this a tilt?
That's a flip.
Uh-oh. Fantastic.
Oh!
Shout out to the fine folks at Good Wolf and Bakery Nouveau. Gets the smooth and juicy thumbs up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know about old Nags.
This came into the shop into Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com?
That is them.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought I'd grab it. We'll talk about it.
It feels like we're running out of guitars to do.
Every time it feels like that, though.
Exactly. Something comes in and it's like, oh, never done that.
Yeah.
Never seen one of these.
I've never seen one.
Okay.
Yeah, Frank gets the stuff.
Oh, yeah. ThunderRoadGuitars.com. Yeah.
If you go there and you buy something.
Yeah. Like this Nags guitar.
Yeah, on ThunderRoadGuitars.com.
Uh-huh.
Use the promo code HIGAIN10.
Yeah.
And you get 10% off. What do you think of that?
I think that's amazing. Frank is going to regret ever letting that out into the wild because people are just going to be slamming that place.
Yeah.
The High Gain sent you. Sure, why not?
I have here.
Oh, a pedal.
A Hudson Electronics pedal. This is a Class A discrete preamp.
Oh. How dimed is that?
Not at all. It's two gain stages. First one's at zero.
Okay.
Feeding into the second one that's at about six.
Because it does feel a little dirty. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay.
This little flip switch here.
Yeah.
Is a low cut.
Yeah. It's pretty drivey.
Yeah, totally. And if I reverse that gain structure.
Ooh. Yeah. Flip that switch again. I like them both. I like them both.
Hudson Electronics.
Where are they out of?
The UK.
No kidding.
British.
That's great. I saw a video, you know, maybe a TikTok.
The kids love that.
Yeah. And there was a video of a dog running, maybe on a treadmill, kind of a close-up of his face. And the caption on it said, randomly pause this video. You know, you would pause it and the dog's lips were up here and the tongue was way over here. That face you were just making. Randomly pause as John was doing that little thing and, you know.
Yeah.
You get that kind of dog look.
Nice.
Yeah. That's the great thing about video.
It's pausable. Yes.
Yes, it's pausable. That's the great thing about video. Unlike audio, video is pausable.
Yes. Ed?
Ooh.
There's a guy. His name's Joe.
Joe Nags.
Joe Nags.
That's a good name.
It's a pretty good name.
Mm-hmm.
Old Joe was born in 62.
Boomer. That's okay. Statement of fact.
That's right. No judgment.
Mm-mm. That's not for us.
He was born in D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
The nation's capital.
Nation's capital, yes.
Remember when people stormed the nation's capital? That was cool. Those patriots.
The hostages, you mean? Well, Joe Nags grows up in Bowie, Maryland.
I don't know anything about Bowie, Maryland.
It's in Prince George's County, Maryland. D.C. area.
You know, give me one of those maps of the United States and ask me to point to, like, where states are up there, and it would be a wreck. I could get New York. After that,
yeah,
it's all just like the same stuff. I guess Maine is maybe on the top. New York and Maine I could probably get. Is this a geography podcast?
No.
Is that what people come for?
Sure.
That's cool. Phantom Operator, Recovery Effects.
Thank you, Recovery Effects, for the swell Phantom Operator pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Nags.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, as he's being raised in Bowie, Maryland, has a neighbor down the street named Paul Reed Smith.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Are they pretty contemporary? They're probably like right around the same age, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
What I couldn't find out.
Uh-huh.
Little boy Joe Nags and little boy PRS, did they know each other?
Yeah.
It is not known.
This is unknowable information.
Yeah, so when Joe Nags is about 10 or so, he starts learning how to play guitar, like so many of us, and getting interested in how they're built.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take this apart. I'll make it better. I'll see if I can make my own. I'll repair it.
Yep.
That sort of interest seems to inevitably lead people into the business. One of the aspects of it that he particularly enjoyed was finishing them.
Oh.
Such that years later, when Paul Reed Smith actually opens up, Paul Reed Smith, 1985,
mm-hmm.
our man Nags gets a job there pretty easily. Hey, remember me? Or do you remember me?
23-year-old Joe Nags.
Yeah.
Out of the gate, finishing PRSs.
Yeah. He stays there the whole time. And he starts learning more about building, more about finishing, more about designing, until he becomes the production manager. A lot of the designs we're familiar with came from Joe Nags.
No kidding. Name four of them.
The Mira.
Okay.
The SC.
Uh-huh.
The Hollow Body.
Okay.
The Hollow Body was actually his whole thing. He was like, we should make a Hollow Body. And PRS was like, in his head, he was thinking, oh, Joe Nags wants to make like a 335 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Joe Nags was like, in his head, no, it'll be sized like a regular
PRS.
Regular like, PRS, yeah, yeah. It'll just be hollow.
Uh-huh.
Do I have any others? No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I thought, you know, I'm going to hit you with one of these questions that there's no way you're going to know the answer to.
As I was reading that. As I was reading the different models he worked on,
mm-hmm.
I told myself in my head, it's going to fucking ask me this.
Yeah, yeah.
I should write this down.
Right.
I don't know why I didn't.
Right. And you went into that answer so confidently and just banged those first three out. I'm like, God damn. We've been gone for a month and my man has brought his A game.
Yeah.
Probably throw you a solid B on that.
Yeah. All this is to say that he was doing a lot of innovation and right. PRS was the kind of place that allowed for that.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Reed Smith, the man, was into it.
Okay.
Apparently, towards the end of Joe Nags' tenure at PRS,
right.
I guess the company got a little more staid and bureaucratic.
Bigger. You're a little skiff. You're a little speedboat, and you've turned into a tanker. It's a little harder to turn the tanker than the speedboat, right?
Yeah, and people are like, oh, you have an idea? Why don't you put together a PowerPoint on that?
No, they weren't.
They actually were.
No, they weren't.
There's a quote. I'm going to paraphrase it because I didn't write it down.
Okay.
We had to produce PowerPoint decks, and I wasn't into that shit.
God damn. Joe Nags, shout out.
Yeah.
Love it. At the point a guitar manufacturer is requiring PowerPoint, is that ever a good idea in any situation?
No. So he's starting to get that vibe.
Big PowerPoint vibes coming out of PRS.
It's getting a little weird here.
Yeah.
To the point where PRS wanted people to start signing non-competes.
Oh.
Oh, wait. So if I have an idea for a guitar I want to make, I can't do it because I signed this non-compete.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides to leave.
Instead of signing a non-compete.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He wants to do it the way he wants to do it.
I love this guy. He's raised in Washington, D.C., Maryland. This guy is 100% about freedom.
And he takes a guy with him, a guy named Peter Wolf.
Ooh.
German guy. Peter Wolf had been with PRS for a long time as well. Peter Wolf and Joe Nags, they start up Nags Guitars. Peter Wolf is a VP of sales. Joe makes the guitars.
What's that little symbol up there? It looks a little crosshairy. It looks a little crossy.
It's a Morningstar design.
Great.
Let me tell you what's going on with this.
I'm all ears, John.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a mahogany set neck on a mahogany body.
Yeah.
Two humbuckers in here.
Tell me about those humbuckers.
These are Seymour Duncan humbuckers. Let me show you something here.
I love the one volume, one tone. Independent volume tone, it's just too much. That is a massive range.
Pretty versatile, right?
Yeah.
Let's hear it in the middle. I should also tell you at this point, there's a new first pedal in the chain.
Oh.
The Origin Effects Cali 76. It is a stacked compressor pedal.
You love compression.
With this pedal, you can apply compression to your guitar, then feed that into a second channel and apply additional compression to that.
Mm-hmm.
This way, you can smooth out your dynamics and add more sustain to your playing without ending up with any of the unwanted artifacts that using a single compressor might leave you with. Nice and even. My dynamics are good.
My favorite thing about compressor pedals is they could effectively be bypass pedals.
True enough. I don't advise getting a compression pedal until you've spent some time figuring out how to hear it. Otherwise, by the time you can hear it, you're using too much.
A lot of the math rocky people have first-in-chain compressor pedals.
Yeah.
Something with the tapping and the hammer-ons, pull-offs.
That kind of thing, your dynamics are all over the place, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so if you can even that out, then that's what you want to do.
Oh, that's totally what I want to do. Guy like me?
So that's how the pickups sound.
Yeah. Tell me about the bridge on that.
This is a Tone Pros adjustable wraparound bridge.
We've been seeing those a lot more, and I really, really like them.
I do, too.
Yeah.
You can get these in any number of colors.
My man likes finishing guitars.
Yeah, and you can also get fancier ones than this. If you like binding, if you like flamed out wood, if you like duotone stain.
Oh, man. I see. I'm not a fancy guy finish. I'm not a fancy guitar guy. We've established that. You're
yes.
not really either.
No.
We are workmen.
That's right.
Telly kind of dudes. Simple with our electrolyte deficiencies and whatnot. But you look at that.
Ed is showing me a photo of a guitar on the Nags Guitars website.
It's really fancy, but it's pretty cool. Dragonfly headstock inlay. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Old Joe Nags knows what's up is what you're telling me.
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Just from like the brief little scroll I did surfing the internet while we're recording a podcast.
Yes.
This is like the simplest of these guitars you could probably get from him.
It is.
This is your working man's Joe Nags.
But it gets fancier. He has a level of customization where you tell him a little about yourself.
Oh.
And then he'll design something that's about you.
Right.
Hey, I'm a fit person. I like Southern California. I like to travel. Here's the music I listen to. Whatever you tell him, he'll design something around that.
What if I said, Joe Nags, I want you to listen to 400 episodes of the High Gain podcast and then make an Ed Peterson guitar.
Wouldn't that be great? That's your only instruction.
Yeah.
I got nothing else for you.
Listen to this.
Listen to these. Take your time.
Yeah. Take a solid year and a half to get through the backlog.
Don't even tell me what you're going to do. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
You do you.
Yep. And I just get a black Telecaster. It'd be sweet.
It'd with be one awesome. Pickup.
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome. I've ordered a couple of guitars at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm always really tempted to go that route, but it just feels scary.
Joe Nags right now has about 11 employees, so it might take a while.
All U.S. made. Is he still in Maryland?
Still in Maryland, yep.
He's kicking out some guitars.
They make like 2,000 guitars a year.
Wow, that feels like a lot. He's got his process down.
After all those years at PRS, I bet his workflow is locked.
Yeah.
It sounds nice and even.
Do you know how many, like, specific models? There were some Stratty-looking things. He had some hollow body things.
A lot. It basically breaks down this way. There are four different series.
Okay.
This one is part of the Influence series. There's also the Chesapeake series.
Influence series, do you think that's, like, influenced by...
Like LP Jr., Paul Jr. kind of thing? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's a Signature series, and then that top level I was telling you about is called the Creation series, the one where he's going to listen to all our episodes.
Oh, great. Great.
And so within each of those series, there's any number of different options you can get and models that you can build on. This is hand-signed on the back by our man, Joe Nags.
I love it. 1664.
Yeah.
How many years has he been doing this?
He started Nags in 2009. I'm noodling, yes, but there's a certain resonance to this thing.
It's probably the compressor.
Oh, yeah. This model is about $3,800 if you're going to order one like this from our man, Joe Nags.
Okay.
And I imagine the price is just going to go up from there, depending on what you want.
Those fancy ones are crazy.
I wonder how much the high-gain Creation model would be.
He's going to get such a huge high-gain bump from this episode. He's probably just going to go and listen to all the episodes and then make that guitar just based on the sheer volume of orders he's going to get.
Labor of love. Knowing what we know about our man Joe Nags and his background, would you rather have a Joe Nags or a PRS?
Oh, neither of us have been super vocal in our love of PRS guitars.
We've been vocal enough in our appreciation of them.
Sure.
You can't deny the build quality.
For sure. The ones that are my favorite are the SE models. I like the low-end models way more than the high-end models. And it tends to be because they are less fancy. I like the simplest version of those guitars you can get.
Yeah.
So this guitar is exactly like the specs I would want.
Yeah.
Can you make this exact guitar in black?
I'll bet you can.
Guy like Joe Nags, you think he can do a black guitar?
In his sleep?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. You gotta try it. Try and decide. Is it hello or goodbye? Goodbye or goodbye? He was at PRS for a lot of years. Our man Joe Nags.
Yeah.
And then he said, I got to fly. I got to spread my wings and fly.
Yeah.
Joe Nags is going to be Joe Nags.
You think he's going to sign NDAs for the man? PowerPoint decks? I'm out of here.
He's nobody's stooge.
Out.
The Joe Nags keen-eyed J. Buy or deny?
Yeah, buy. I like it a lot. I like the simplicity of it. Yeah, it's cool.
I think we are agreed.
The rare double buy.
Normally, you've got the Peterson caveats.
Oh, right. Yeah, I would prefer this all black.
There you go.
But still buy. You know, like, yeah. Peterson caveats.
Yeah, band name.
That is a pretty good band name.
Well, I'll take more pictures of this in detail so everybody can see it. This is really nice.
The Peterson caveats is a really good band name.
I think so.
Kind of like Shugazi. You know what we need to do? The High Gain Guarantee, there's at least one really good band name in every episode. What episode number is this going to be?
312?
312 Forward, good band name's coming.
The High Gain Promise.
Which is also not a terrible band name.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay, I'll take pictures, and we are still devoted, dedicated, loyal members of the Ruinous Media Network of music-related podcasts.
I love it over there.
Yeah, I think we should come back next week.
That'd be great.
Bro.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then.
Hey, great job today.
You
welcome
too,
back.
Welcome back to you, too.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye.